Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Everyone's gone to the moon, or wants to, and beyond. The two top theatrical movies, the Super Mario Galaxy movie and Project Hail Mary for the past month at the box office, take place in deep space. The world's eyes, ears, and media followed the Artemis II astronauts on their 9-day moon flyby mission of approximately 685,000 miles. Artemis II set a record of approximately 252,756 miles from Earth, eclipsing the previous record of approximately 248,655 miles set by Apollo 13 on its mission in 1970. The astronauts of Artemis II are the new Fantastic Four. In Project Hail Mary, Ryan Gosling ended up on Irid, where the alien Rocky is from, approximately 16.3 light years from Earth. The Artemis II crew apparently could have used some help from those Game Boy plumbers Mario and Luigi in repairing a malfunctioning space toilet. The Super Mario Galaxy movie is a splashy, brash, spectacular computer animation film that follows the latest adventures of Mario and Luigi. It's the fourth theatrical movie based on the Nintendo Mario video game. The Super Mario Bros. Movie, released in 2023, grossed more than $1.36 billion worldwide. It's the highest grossing film based on a video game. In the Super Mario Galaxy movie, Mario and Luigi are again on a mission to rescue Princess Peach. As for more than that, I couldn't begin to tell you what the plot is all about. You would do better asking your child, grandchild, niece, or nephew what is going on. Not that it matters. The movie is drawn and directed for maximum action. Children should love it. There is action, action, and more action. The animation is beautiful. The characters are distinctive. The movie is fun. The movie is intended for preteens and elementary school-aged children. As sheer entertainment, the movie succeeds. Directors Aaron Horvath and Michael Jelinek are back as directors, joined by Pierre Ledoux. Screenwriter Matthew Fogel is also back. As with its predecessor, the Super Mario Galaxy movie was animated by Illumination Studios Paris in France. The voice cast includes Chris Pratt as Mario, Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach, Charlie Day as Luigi, Jack Black as Bowser, Keegan-Michael Key as Toad, Benny Safdie as Bowser Jr., Donald Glover as Yoshi, Glenn Powell as Fox McCloud, and Brie Larson as Princess Rosalina. The voice actors are each excellent. However, the dialogue is so brief that no one character makes that much of an impression. Composer Brian Tyler again composes the score, which includes themes from the Super Mario Galaxy games. It's nice to see a PG-rated movie in theatrical release. If you have children and they want to see the Super Mario Galaxy movie, please take them. They won't be disappointed. They will probably be delighted. And in their joy, you will be too. The Super Mario Galaxy movie is MPA rated PG for action, mild violence, and rude humor. Opening April 24. Michael, MPA rated PG-13. Antoine Fuqua directs Jafar Jackson, Michael Jackson's nephew, in the docudrama about Michael Jackson. I swear, no MPA rating. Kirk Jones directs a docudrama biography about John Davidson, who has Tourette's syndrome. Cave of Forgotten Dreams, MPA rated G. Werner Herzog directs a documentary film about the paintings of the Chauvet Caves of southern France. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.